If the 2008 Gold Cup had been hyped up as Porto Star versus Denman, then 2010 took it to another level completely. Scarves, rosettes, even shirts carrying the colours of the big two were being sported on the day, and few saw any other runner capable of finishing ahead of either of the Ditchit duo. Denman gave another performance of great courage, but this time under Tony McCoy, after Sam Thomas had lost the ride, he again found one too good.
Towards the final fence of the 2010 Gold Cup. It's been dramatic. What's going to happen here? It's Imperial Commander up towards the last. Terrific leap. Denman over it in second place. And they're miles clear of Cooldine in third. And up the hill they go. And it's Imperial Commander. It's time for a new order. He's going to come home here and win the Totesport Cheltenham Gold Cup for our friends in the north, Nigel Twiston Davies and Paddy Brennan. Denman a gallant second for the second year running. And they were miles clear of everything else.
It was a similar story in 2011. Long Run had, by now, taken Quarto Star's King George crown and was sent off the favourite. But with champions Imperial Commander, Quarto himself and Denman all in the lineup, we were in for another supreme contest. Sam Thomas rekindled the 08 winning partnership with Denman.
Side Denman and Quarto Star with Long Run, and then What a Friend, two from home in the Gold Cup. Quarto Star with Long Run and Denman two out. Quarto Star and Denman, but now Long Run appears on the scene, and down towards the last, Long Run moving past Quarto Star and Denman, comes towards the final fence in the Gold Cup and jumps it well. It's Long Run from Denman and Quarto Star, and then What a Friend from Midnight Chase off up the running, and Long Run, the six-year-old, is going to provide a new name on the Gold Cup roll of honour, and Long Run has won a memorable Gold Cup, made so by Denman and Quarto Star, who's in a photo for third with What a Friend, who put up valiant performances in defeat.
Getting the better of Quarto Star for the third time in their four races against each other, Denman tried everything he could to shake off Long Run that day, and for a few moments coming down a hill it looked like he might just do it, but youth prevailed and the chasing crown was placed firmly upon the head of Nicky Henderson's six-year-old. We were all set for a swan song season for Denman in the 2011-12 campaign, when he was to have been retired after a fifth and final appearance in the Gold Cup. Sadly, a minor injury forced owner Paul Barber to call time on the brilliant career of the hugely popular Liver Chestnut, and racing fans are happy that a horse who gave so much will be able to enjoy a long and deserved retirement. We're fortunate to have lived in a golden era of steeplechasing, a period in the sport that will be talked about for many years to come. Quarto Star shone brightly, Imperial Commander won some battles, and the youthful Long Run appeared on the scene to carry the baton on to the next generation. In Denman, however, we were reminded of those great chasers of yesteryear. There's still just the nagging doubt that we never quite saw him realise his full potential because of that heart problem, and that he could have achieved even more. But what he did do was give us some of National Hunt Racing's greatest moments.
Had the race in safekeeping from the home turn, going to put up a very impressive weight-carrying performance in the Hennessy, and he's miles clear as he heads up towards the line. Denman has won the Hennessy with top weight. And Denman, bidding to be the third horse to recapture the Hennessy, shows in front a great weight-carrying performance from outstanding steeplechase of his generation. Denman has won it. Denman comes to the final fence. He's over from Quarto Star in second, who brushes through the top. But Denman and Sam Thomas, driven out, relentless, remorseless, has pounded Quarto Star into submission. The answer is Denman.